Hello and welcome to IndieInterviews.com, a weekly radio show where we interview independent musicians to get their perspective on their music, their history, and the world around their art. On this show, your host Garrison Reed will sit down with Baptist General's Chris Flemons and discuss his most recent release, No Silver, No Gold, the process of recording the follow-up, and the departure from tape recording.
Compared to the last record, it doesn't raise your blood pressure quite so much.
The Denton Bass Band is the current moniker of Chris Flemons, the band's primary songwriter. The debut record released on Sub Pop in 2003 received acclaim as a genre-blurring emotional release in a lo-fi package. Their upcoming record, their third on Seattle-based Sub Pop, is set for release in early 2006. Here's a snippet of Going Back song off their 2003 No Silver, No Gold. Your host, Garrison Reed, met up with Chris outside a Denton venue. Since the last record, the band has expanded again, an additional member. How has the band developed since the addition of Jason Reimer and his talent array?
Well, I mean, Jason's on and off with us. I mean, really the thing about the band is that it's kind of a loose congregation of people. Like, outside of me and the bass player, Ryan Williams, it's kind of a merry-go-round of people. It depends on, there's some people that play in other bands, that play in the band, depending on what we're trying to get. You know, we might ask somebody if they want to do a set of shows with us, or if we can use them on a recording or something.
Yeah.
All of that, it didn't start out that way, but it's just really hard to deal with financial conflicts, people's schedules and all that, you know, and that ended up being what it was, which, I mean, it'd be nice to have just a permanent lineup, but at the same time, it really kind of makes for some kind of fluidity in what we're able to do, you know, from tour to tour or anything like that.
The Ryan, what is he, since he was just added on the No Silver, No Gold, right?
Well, he didn't play on the album, but right after the album was made, he joined the band.
Okay.
So he's been with the band for like 2.5 or 3 years.
And what has he brought to the writing and recording processes?
Well, recording and playing, really. I mean, plays guitar on, and he also has a solid, I mean, he's got an upright bass, which we haven't used yet. I don't know if we will, because those things are really hard to tour with. And then he plays solid body, he's kind of electric, you know. Ryan's a pretty great player. I mean, yeah, he usually comes up with something interesting to do, and he's easy to work with.
Wow. Sure. The upcoming record is your third release on Sub Pop. How comfortable are you on this label?
Oh, I like it a lot. I mean, we have another album in our contract with them, but I like the label a lot. They're obviously they're music fans, you know, and I really, you know, it takes a lot for somebody to release an album like our last one, No Silver, No Gold, and release it as a debut, you know, and make that, you know, I don't know, I think that album's a hard album, you know, and for a label, for them to release something like that, I think, just kind of shows that they're not always going for the most standard fare, you know, and I also think for a label like Sub Pop to have been able to reinvent themselves after getting, you know, the grunge tattoo back in the early 90s, that's a pretty big accomplishment, you know.
How did you approach making the follow-up to the, I mean, it was quite successful, No Silver, No Gold?
Well, I'm still approaching it, you know. I mean, I'm supposed to turn it in 2 weeks, and I'm hoping that we're there at this time. I've busted 2 deadlines on it just because it's not really that there's been any kind of frustration in the process of making the record. It's just, it takes me a long time to get stuff I'm happy with. And compared to the last record, it doesn't raise your blood pressure quite so much. You know, and you also, every time you make a record, you want to make sure that you're not repeating yourself, and then you also don't want it to be too far removed from what you did the last time. You want it to seem logical that this might be the next thing, or, you know, it needs to be to itself, like, different from whatever else you've done, but then at the same time, it needs to be identifiable with that thing that you knew from this band. So, I mean, that's kind of, that's the fight, usually, at least for me. It takes me a long time to finish a record, and it takes me a long time to get to a point where I'm happy with it, and just in a structural sense and compositionally, where it's like, you know what, this feels like a record, and I think it's done. That's what I'm waiting to have happen with this one. Yeah. So.
Musically, how will this upcoming record compare to No Silver, No Gold?
Musically, how would it compare? Instrumentation-wise, it's somewhat the same. I mean, there is more electric stuff on it, but then there's also a really strong acoustic element to it. You know, like I was saying, the tone of the record, there's not so much bad feelings and vinegar. Some of the songs I feel are some of the best that I've written. You know, just lyrically. So, I mean, I'm happy with the material. You know, if I can get the content on the record the way I want it, then everything will be good.
Describe your recording process.
It's what works, basically. Like the last record we recorded in my garage, which is more like a workshop. At least the person that lived in the house before me had turned it into a workshop, and so we recorded with an 8-track out there. And this time we brought in a producer to help. He's co-producing with me, and His name's Stuart Sykes. He's done some stuff with the Walkmen and White Stripes, and I think he's working on the Cat Power record right now. But we went in the studio with him for a while and worked, and then I stayed at the studio for, I guess, a week and a half after all the other guys left, and did some other stuff on my own. And then I ran out of money and came back home and started recording at my house. So that's kind of, there's no real method for doing any of this. It's just whatever it takes to get it done. And as long as, I mean, sonically it's a bigger record than the last one, but it still has a lo-fi quality to it.
So, I mean, are you recording now primarily on Pro Tools, or are you 8-tracking and 4-tracking?
We didn't do any tape on this one, no. Yeah, we didn't use tape on any of this stuff. The last time we used 8-track tape, 1/2-inch, and at this point I've got a lot of really good outboard gear, which, I mean, a lot of people would claim, oh, well, you're an infidel if you don't use tape and all this. And I really, it's just about gotten to the point where some of the outboard gear that you can use pretty much sounds like tape, And I've been real happy with the sounds that I've got, so.
The press release for No Silver, No Gold describes the record as Texas music. Do you feel that this is an accurate statement?
I don't know. I mean, not to, like... I don't know. I'm not the one that wrote that. And just being in Texas, personally, to me, Texas music would be something along the lines of some kind of insurgent country that's always been here, even before that became some kind of movement in music. You know, I'm talking about, like...
The Pat Greens.
David Allen Cole or Ray Wiley Hubbard and such. That's, to me, that's Texas music, that's there at least. But outside of here, somebody else might have a different idea. I don't know. I mean, if I feel like it fits in well with, like, at points, Rocky Erickson and Daniel Johnson's contributions, or Doug Sam and his contributions, then I'd like to think that I'd hope that at some point I could somewhere fit in that lineage. I like the idea of Texas being such an individualistic type place, or having been still. I'd hope that, like, at some point I feel real confident in saying that what we're doing is kind of singular and doesn't sound like a lot of other people.
What is it about Denton that has produced such amazing Americana artists like Lift to Experience, Centromatic, the Baptist Generals?
Yeah, I don't really know. I mean, I don't know if it... I can't, like, tell you the reason that Americana artists like those have come out of here. And for me, again, it's kind of hard for me to call them Americana, although any place else in Europe, everybody can't see it any other way but as Americana. And, for Lift to Experience or us or Centromatic, we end up playing on country bills with other bands, which is strange, but it's not strange to them. As far as knowing why it is that bands like that come out of here, like Jet Screamer Texas, there's nothing that I would put my finger on or be able to put my finger on. I just think that there are a lot of really good bands that come out of this area. I think the yield's really high for the size of the town.
Definitely.
And I, being a proponent of Denton, I think that it needs to get more due, for what is done here musically.
How has the scene in Denton here changed in the last half decade?
I think it's become a lot more cohesive. There used to be little factions of people. Like if you played this particular type of music, they're just little cliques. And I mean now. And it's really because there's a couple of forums in town that people get up on and talk to each other and get to know each other on. There's a lot more support just in town of everybody's stuff. You're a black metal band or trying to do some country thing or indie rock deal. I don't know, pop. Yeah, everybody's pretty supportive of each other. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to IndieInterviews.com, a weekly podcast where we interview independent musicians. More information about our guests today, the Baptist Generals, can be found on their website, BaptistGenerals.com. Music samples in the show are from the Baptist Generals 2003 release, No Silver, No Gold. More information on this release, as well as the upcoming release, visit subpop.com. For more information, including a transcription to this interview, please visit indieinterviews.com. For feedback on this podcast and the materials used in its production, send your thoughts to indieinterviews@gmail.com. Thanks again. See you next week.